Hoping you had a good St. Patrick's Day. It's always good to celebrate American ties to Ireland. As long as we're celebrating those ties, here's the world's Alison Herrera with the little-known story about a group of people here in the U.S. who helped the Irish during the height of the potato famine.
There's a sculpture in Middleton, Ireland, not far from the Jameson Distillery, made up of 20-foot-tall steel eagle feathers arranged in a circle. It's meant to honor historic ties between the Irish and the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. Yep, the Choctaw and the Irish have a bond that goes back more than 170 years. It dates to the potato famine in Ireland, one of the worst famines in history. Over 2 million people died, and it prompted one of the first worldwide relief efforts.
Halito, my name is Judy Allen. I am the Historic Projects Officer at Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma.
Judy Allen grew up with the story of how the Choctaw people heard about the starvation in Ireland thousands of miles away, and they donated $170, the equivalent of about $5,000 today.
The Society of Friends, commonly known as Quakers today, had told the story of the starving Irish during the year 1847. And when the Choctaws heard it, even though it had only been 16 years since their own Trail of Tears,
when they were forcibly marched from their homeland in Mississippi to modern-day Oklahoma,
dire impoverishment and starvation, where many of our people died along that Trail of Tears, our Choctaw people felt such tremendous empathy.
Allen says that experience moved the Choctaw to pull out what little they had and donate. And it made headlines in Ireland. Here's historian Turtle Bunbury.
It gets a lot of coverage in the British and Irish press at the time because it's so extraordinary that this donation from very far away from a people who, you know, didn't have anything immediately obviously connected to Ireland or the Irish experience.
At the time, some in the United States attributed the Choctaw's generosity to their exposure to Christianity. One Oklahoma newspaper went so far as to say the Choctaws were repaying the Christian world for bringing them out of, quote, benighted ignorance and heathen barbarism. But in Ireland, Turtle Bunbury says people saw the ties to the Choctaw in a different way because of their treatment by a colonial power.
A lot of other Irish were neglected, very badly treated, pushed to the west and to the barren lands in the west of Ireland, dispossessed of their own ancestral lands. It's a very similar story, you know, in that regard.
Historians on both sides have written about the story, but it's remained largely history until fairly recently. In the past few decades, the relationship has been renewed. In the 1990s, an Irish delegation walked the 600-mile Trail of Tears from Mississippi to Oklahoma to raise money for world hunger. A few years later, the Choctaw did a hunger walk in County Mayo. And then there's that giant set of steel eagle feathers, dedicated 2 years ago in County Cork. For The World, I'm Alison Herrera.